Got it, Rex.
Yeah, g'day. It's Damien calling. I picked up my blue GC8 yesterday.
Yep.
Just got a question about it. When I drove it home, it just felt a bit flat over about 3,000 revs, 3,000 or 4,000 revs.
Okay.
So I don't know whether that was just the heat or not, but the other thing I noticed too was that I gave it a few little squirts and then I checked the water spray and there's no evidence of the sprayer working. There was no water anywhere.
Is it in the washer bottle, you mean?
Yeah, there's heaps of water in the washer bottle, but normally you'll see a bit of residue around the intercooler or up in the scoop, or even at the end of the spray nozzle. But I didn't notice anything coming out. Like, I've touched it and everything. There's no water there.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, was that unit removed and put back in as part of the job, or is there anything I can check maybe and just...
The water spray?
Yeah.
Unless it's... unplugged and the guys haven't plugged back in properly.
Do
you have the water spray connected to the windscreen washers, or was it just OEM one?
No. So it was an after. Like, basically, there's two motors on the bottom of the bottle, and one connects to the software so that when you hit about a one bar boost, I think it kicks in. And it's individual, but the washer itself works, the wipers work, and the sprays there work, and they're all good. It it had that initial bit of torque, and then it just flattened right out. I thought I'll let it cool down. I drove it last night when it cooled down a bit, and it was still sort of the same. So I might take it for another drive tonight, but I'll try those connectors. But I was just wondering if there's anything else I need to maybe just have a quick look at to see whether that's...
Not really. I don't think they would have done anything else weird in that sense. They might have forgotten to plug that second motor in, like being a sedan. They've probably gone, it's the wagon ones. They've, left one out or something silly like that.
Yep.
You
said coolant went everywhere. I'm just wondering whether, maybe if I get some inox or something on the connectors as well.
No. When I say coolant went everywhere, I mean on the engine. So obviously, when we pop the crossover off, it just sort of spills over the top of it. We've washed all that down.
Yeah, cool.
So that won't be an issue. Can't really think of anything else. Like, all went pretty smooth.
Yep. Because obviously it'll be a bit cooler tonight. I'll take it for a drive tonight and just see how it runs, and I'll fiddle around with those connectors. But I just said, it's just not sort of accelerating quite the same as it. Has that torque at the start, and then the boost kicks in, and then it pulls a little bit less because it kicks in pretty quick. But it was just flat. But I just wonder whether it was just a bit of heat soak or something like that. Don't know.
Could be. Unless one of the intercooler joiners got a little split in it or something silly. Can't really think of anything else. I know the guys with the intercooler joiners, your throttle body one is pretty dry and cracking. So unless that one has decided to give up and we just didn't notice it when he slipped it back on.
Yep. Is that a visual thing? Can I see that if it's happened, or...?
You might be able to.
Okay.
Is it a squeal in boost or anything like that?
No, I did notice the wastegate. Like, it sounded good, but the wastegate was a bit louder than it normally is. But that's obviously when you release, it's releasing it at a boost.
And then the blow-off valve, you mean?
Yeah, the blow-off valve. Yeah, it sounded great. I just never really noticed it before. When I started driving at home, I went, I can definitely hear it now. So I don't know if that's changed, but it sounds fine. It's just I've never sort of heard it like that before. So
okay, right. Unless the blow-off valve has given up or something stupid, or they might have they pinched the joiner on the blow-off valve as well. Like, there's a little rubber joiner. Let me just refresh my memory. Do you know if your blow-off valve is bolted to the intercooler?
I don't know that. No. I'm not at home at the moment either, so I can't go and look. But I just thought I'd ring you because I thought it might be something I can quickly check.
Yeah, a little bit weird. Yeah, maybe have a quick look when you're around the car, see if the blow valve joiner is on properly. That could be part of it. That's about it, really. Otherwise, maybe just swing back past if you ever get a chance in the next week.
Yeah.
And then we can have a quick look, try to work it out.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's cool. Okay, no worries. All right, I'll just sort of let you know. Thanks for that, and I'll check it tonight and see what...
Everything else going well?
Yeah. I didn't give the brakes a good working because I was in traffic, but...
Yeah, of course.
they do feel a bit bitier. They're a little bit squeaky, I noticed, but...
Okay.
But which is sort of part and parcel, but...
But
I haven't given them a good hammering just to feel that difference yet.
Yeah, you'll definitely notice that.
So... But anyway, look, I'll check it out tonight and I'll let you know.
Yeah, easy.
All right, thanks for that.
Too easy, thanks.
See ya.
See ya.